8:55 Eastern Daylight Time. And Columbia and its affiliated stations bring you Elmer Davis and the news.
With the German occupation of Dunkirk this morning, the Battle of Flanders came to an end. The Allies say they got their last troops out. The Germans claim they took 40,000 prisoners. Against that, Prime Minister Churchill told the House of Commons today that British casualties in killed, wounded, and missing had been only 30,000, while the Germans insist that their own losses since the battle started on May 10th are only 61,000. Both these figures seem extraordinarily low. If they are anywhere near correct, it means that mechanized war can achieve tremendous decisions at a relatively small cost in life. Churchill frankly told Parliament that the battle had been a colossal disaster, and though he said that 335,000 troops had been brought out, he admitted the loss of 1,000 guns and all the transport and armored vehicles. The French, however, say that the retreating troops systematically destroyed the supplies and materials left behind. German claims that in the course of recent operations, they have destroyed more than 3,500 Allied planes at the cost of only 432 of their own, are countered by Churchill's assertion that the British Air Force inflicted losses of more than 4-1. Churchill went on to say that he believed the British Isles could be successfully defended and that the British and French would aid each other to the utmost of their strength. But, he added, and I quote, "We will fight alone if necessary. We shall never surrender, and even if, which I do not for a moment believe, this island is subjugated and starving, then our empire overseas, guided and armed and guarded by the British fleet, will carry on the struggle until in God's good time the new world with all its power and might sets out to the rescue of the old." End quote from Mr. Churchill. Senator Pittman in Washington told reporters that, I quote, "This substantially guarantees the Western Hemisphere against successful attack for a long time," end quote. This remark doubtless reflects the feelings of many Americans who have considered the situation this country would be in if the British Navy fell into the hands of an aggressive power. But nothing in Mr. Churchill's speech seems to justify the view that the British Navy would defend the Western Hemisphere for our sake, though it does permit the inference that the center of the empire might be transferred to Canada. Mr. Churchill further said that wars are not won by evacuations and that the Allies would not fight a defensive war. The British Expeditionary Force, he said, would be reconstituted, and it was announced tonight that part of it was already in position beside the French along the Somme. However, this cannot be very heavily equipped, or else it's not a very large force. Nothing much happened on the land fronts today, but air raids continue on both sides. The Germans bombed the French port of Havre for 3 hours last night and attacked it again tonight. In the first attack, many fires were started by incendiary bombs. The full casualty list in yesterday's raid on Paris is more than 900, including 254 killed. It does not seem to be denied by the French that Paris contains legitimate military objectives, but so does any other city, Berlin, for instance, which has government offices and railroads used by the army. Nevertheless, Allied raids in retaliation last night struck not at Berlin, but at Munich and Frankfurt, where the French say they bombed airfields and industrial objectives. And the Germans admit casualties in an automobile factory near Munich. The British were also busy raiding some of the cities of the Ruhr, but most of their attacks appear to have been directed at railroads and oil supplies for the German Air Force at various points in Belgium and Holland. This is, of course, another phase of the advantage the Germans gain by fighting always on somebody else's territory. The meeting of the Italian Council of Ministers today passed without any actual entry into the war, though several measures were taken which were steps toward war. Neutral opinion in Rome still thinks Italy will come in about June 15th, and the Allies apparently have to wait till Mussolini picks his time. The government departments are to be removed from Rome so that that will be an open city not subject to air bombing. In Washington, the president gave details of the request for more funds for defense he mentioned in his message last week, totaling nearly $1,300 million. The House Ways and Means Committee voted to lift the debt limit by $4 billion and to prepare to raise $1 billion by taxes. An embargo was laid by the government on the export of machine tools, many of which are going to Russia, so that needs of the defense program can be met. Debate over the president's request for authority to call the National Guard into service in an emergency is still going on. It was supported today by General Marshall, the chief of staff, who said the problem depends on events that may happen in the Western Hemisphere in the next month or two.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.